Hello, this is Sharon, and I welcome you to the Pantograph for today, Wednesday, December 17th, 2025. As always, we'll begin on the front page. West Side Blono, a hole in one. Pizza, spirits, golf, family, fun, all under one roof now. Brent Matthews and Rob McDermott are no strangers to the local restaurant business. McDermott brings a wealth of knowledge from working in food and beverage his entire career, mainly in the Las Vegas casino scene. He helped open the MGM Grand in Vegas and was there for over 9 years before going to work for Station Casinos. He started as manager there and then moved up to vice president, general manager, and then into more corporate roles before retiring in 2020. Matthews worked with McDermott in Vegas but came back to Bloomington to have a family. McDermott later followed suit after living in Utah for a brief time. The two opened Blono Pizza Company in November 2019, taking over the first floor restaurant formerly known as Swinger's Grill at 1304 Cross Creek Drive in Normal. Since then, we've just been improving the property and really focusing on, you know, just improving it, creating a vibe, creating a brand, McDermott explained. And then last year in October, we opened this whole floor up here, which used to be a golf pro shop and off-track betting. So we took over the entire facility. The big goal of this was an attempt to take the seasonality out, because with golf, in the winter is not our friend. Westside now encompasses Blono Pizza Company, Westside Smoke, which started about 2 years ago, and the upstairs Whiskey Empire, and downstairs the Basement Bar, all under one roof. Guests can also enjoy the TrackMan driving range, 10 lanes of duckpin bowling, gaming, and more. McDermott also co-owns with Matthews the Eastside Blono at 1101 Airport Road in Bloomington and Empire Coffee at 1406 East Empire Street in Bloomington. The Trackman Driving Range is a heated range where guests can play or practice in the bay or private garage with full-service dining, drinks, and multiple screens. TrackMan uses dual radar technology to provide tour-grade analytics with instant data on ball speed, launch, and distance. Guests can play famous virtual golf courses or compete in interactive games. Westside Smoke has gained traction from off-site catering and a food trolley, while the Basement Bar was also converted into a tequila rum bar, offering over 100 agave spirits and over 60 rums. And at Westside, they recently surpassed 1,000 kinds of whiskey. Additional activities at Westside include trivia night at 7 p.m. on Mondays, Music Bingo at 7 p.m. on Thursdays, and 8 p.m. karaoke on Saturdays. That's what I like about it, and it's very affordable. It's very family-friendly. You can come here for a date night. You can come here with 5 of your kids and play duckpin bowling. You can come here by yourself and get a pour of whiskey and a cocktail, McDermott said. It's really diverse in our demographic. It's really for everyone, and it's kind of a hidden gem, our location. I don't know if someone's driving all the way across town for it, but it's definitely worth the drive. Popular menu items include the brisket, ribs, pizza, and their lunch buffet, which includes a variety of pizza, fried chicken, appetizers, chili, soup, and a full salad bar for $12 per person. The buffet is offered from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Monday through Friday. McDermott believes their new dry rub lemon pepper and Cajun wings will soon be a fan favorite. Customers can order from both the Blono Pizza Company and the West Side Smoke menus while they dine, as long as the restaurant doesn't run out of barbecue. The restaurant does offer seasonal cocktails with fall drinks, including the Apple Mezgarita, Great Pumpkin, Pumpkin Espresso, and the Dubai Chocolate. They also have Dole Whip in the summer. Westside allows you to have an event of any size. If there's two people going out, this is a great place. If there's 20 people and you're taking the office out, you're bowling, you're doing activities, you're bouncing around, McDermott said, as opposed to just sitting at a table. I enjoy it myself because I don't want to sit and talk to the same person for 2 hours. It allows you to be more social. So I think just allowing you to be social at whatever level you want to be and not force social interaction with a specific person, he said. Westside offers various event spaces, including the NBA Jam Room for up to 25 people, and 4 Trackmans, the Green Room for up to 42 people and 4 Trackmans, the Vinyl Room for up to 65 people, Whiskey Lanes for a private bowling experience with 2 duck pin lanes for up to 30 guests, and the Whiskey Social for over 30 guests. McDermott said he believes customers enjoy the relaxed, no-pressure vibe at Westside, where they can come in and enjoy whatever activity they like. As for himself, he said he enjoys the flexibility to be creative at Westside. He and Matthews also have help from their wives and families, making it a family-oriented environment. McDermott runs the liquor and cocktail programs, while Matthews manages the wine program, and there are others who manage the beer program. We make a lot of our syrups in-house fresh. Our juices are squeezed fresh. We take very strong pride in the product, product of the cocktails here, McDermott said. There's not a single cocktail on our menu that I would not drink and enjoy myself. And that's kind of how we build our food and beverage. It's things that we like. And again, if you'd like to go to the Westside Blono, they're located at 1304 Cross Creek Drive in Normal. Hours are 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday, and 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sunday. They can be reached by email at info@thewestsideblono.com, by telephone at 309-829-5777. Their website is thewestsideblono.com. And you can also find them on Facebook, facebook.com/Westside Blono. Bloomington, inflation cited in $3 million city levy hike. Higher tax rates seen in the $25.3 million proposal. After choosing to maintain a flat property tax levy for the past 2 years, the Bloomington City Council voted on Monday for a $3 million increase to offset rising inflation costs, bringing it to $25.3 million. The council voted 7-2 in favor of the levy, which is expected to raise the tax rate and therefore city property tax bills. During a presentation of the tax levy last month, Bloomington City Manager Jeff Jurgens said that electricity costs have increased by $1.4 million, health insurance costs have increased by $4 million, Software costs have increased by $1.3 million, and pension costs have increased by $4.8 million since fiscal 2021. Bloomington Finance Director Scott Rathbun further explained on Monday that inflation costs over the last 12 years have gone up 39%, while the city's property tax levy has only gone up by about 17%. The staff recommended a roughly $25.3 million levy for taxes payable in 2026 to compensate for these rising costs. Jurgens said the additional $3 million would be split evenly between Bloomington's police, fire, and park departments for essential services. It's also going to put us in the capacity to really address some of the long-deferred infrastructure needs that are across the community and really strengthen our financial ability to meet some of those demands, Jurgens said. Alderman Mike Straza said increases to the levy and to the city's water rates are due in part to deferring critical infrastructure projects. He added that some of the city's sewer and water infrastructure is still more than a century old, and he encouraged the staff to look into essential equipment and infrastructure expenses. "We're paying for that deferred maintenance now, and I don't want to continue to defer and pay for that later," Straza said. The levy was modeled on the assumption that the total taxable amount of all properties in the city will increase by 7.88%. Although the council's commitment to a flat tax levy caused the property tax rate to drop to 0.904 cents per $100 of equalized assessed valuation last year, the projected rate for the 2025 levy will be about 95 cents per $100 of EAV. If a $225,000 home experienced a 7.88% increase in value over last year, its owner would have to pay about $91 more, going from $678 to $769 for the City of Bloomington's share of property taxes based on the anticipated 2025 rate. Council members Sheila Motney and Kent Lee both voted no on the levy. The council also approved a roughly $7 million property tax levy for the Bloomington Public Library. This request is about $253,000 more than last year due to increased costs needed to maintain library operations. Although expenditures are expected to increase, the library will pay about $120,000 less on bond repayment related to the library expansion. The library's tax rate is expected to decrease from 0.277 cents per $100 EAV to about 0.261 cents per $100 EAV. This request was approved 8-1, with Alderman Lee voting no. Today's Flick Fact question: can you name the Twin City restaurant that serves a full course plate lunch for only 25 cents and displays live lobsters in their front window? Well, the answer is it's Luca Grill in downtown Bloomington when it first opened in 1936. That's when brothers Fred and John Baldini launched the grand place that has now become a Twin City institution. And why there were live lobsters in the front window of a Midwestern restaurant 1,000 miles away from lobsters is beyond us. From the back pages of the Pantograph, how time flies locally. 100 years ago, on December 17, 1925, One of the unique attractions and features in connection with the presentation of Dickens' Christmas Carol by the Bloomington Conservatory Players will be staged this evening when the Wesleyan Brass Quartet will mount to the top of the Scottish Rite Temple, where they will play Holy Night. 75 years ago, on December 17, 1950, Steak and Shake Incorporated mailed $40,000 in cash Christmas bonuses to their employees on December 16th. A.H. Belt, chairman of the board of directors, and Arthur S. Smith, president, issued a statement that 5 new drive-ins were opened, 1 each in Springfield and Decatur, and 3 in St. Louis. 50 years ago, on December 17, 1975, Rick Turley, a Bloomington resident who joined the Ice Follies earlier this year, will give an ice skating exhibition on December 20th as part of Four Season Association's open house from 1 to 5 p.m. to celebrate the club's 10th anniversary. And 25 years ago today, December 17, 2000. Marina Parsciuto will celebrate a special gift in the Twin Cities this Christmas. At 19, she was recently told her body is free of Hodgkin's disease. The news caps an odyssey that brought her from her home in Belarus to Bloomington Normal, where she was helped and inspired by a local church, a generous physician, and a host family that cared for her for 20 months. "It's like a miracle," said Parsciuto. "I am so grateful for everything people did for me. I don't deserve it. There are so many people back in my country that are sick, but I guess God chose me to come here." Man charged with break-in and theft. Police say cannabis taken as couple slept inside an apartment. A 19-year-old man accused of taking cannabis from an unlocked apartment while the residents slept and $20 from an unlocked car, both in Normal, has been detained in the McLean County Jail. Gattuso A. Makoko, who made his first court appearance Monday, is charged with residential burglary, a Class 1 felony, and burglary, a Class 3 felony. In reading the statement in support of the charges, State's Attorney David Fitt told Judge Amy McFarland that Makoko, who's listed as homeless in court records, entered a woman's apartment early on November 23rd in the 200 block of West Willow Street while the woman and her boyfriend were asleep. The boyfriend told police he heard the sound of someone leaving about 5 a.m. He did not see anyone leave, but he discovered the front door was unlocked, and then he locked it, Fitt said. The residents told police the suspect had stolen cannabis from the residence. A motion-activated camera from a neighboring apartment showed someone attempting to enter the apartment next to the victim's before entering her apartment, police said. Another Normal resident reported someone had stolen $20 from his BMW, which was parked in the 900 block of North Linden Street overnight on November 22nd into November 23rd. Camera surveillance showed someone searching through the car at about 2 a.m. Fitt said the suspect in both burglaries appeared to be the same person based on the video footage, and a Normal police detective recognized the suspect from former contact with him. During the hearing, Fitt filed a petition to detain the defendant, arguing Makoko poses a threat if released. In arguing for his release, Assistant Public Defender Stuart Wallace said the detectives did not indicate exactly how they were able to identify the suspect, stating the defendant had an alibi for that night. However, Fitt disagreed and noted the defendant has a prior burglary conviction and was charged in another burglary for which was on pretrial release at the time of the November incidents. Also, Fitt said Mukoko failed to appear for his arraignment in his pending burglary case. The judge ultimately agreed with the prosecutor and ordered Mukoko to be detained. His pretrial hearing is set for 10 a.m. January 7th. Man gets prison for 3 battery cases. A 44-year-old man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison across 3 separate McLean County cases. Kanato K. Taylor appeared December 5th before Judge Don Knapp for a pretrial hearing, 10 days before he was scheduled for a jury trial to begin. During that hearing, he entered guilty pleas in 3 cases. Taylor was initially charged with 1 count of aggravated battery in 1 case, 4 counts of aggravated battery in another case, and 1 count of aggravated battery of a peace officer in a 3rd case. He pleaded guilty to 1 count in each of these 3 cases. Knapp sentenced him to a total of 10 years in prison, 3 years for each aggravated battery case to be served concurrently with one another, and 7 years for aggravated battery of a police officer to be served consecutive to the other sentences. Taylor earned 464 days credit of time already served. In addition to the 10-year sentence, which must be served at 50%, he was ordered to pay $1,000 in restitution. The defendant had been charged in multiple other cases, but all of his remaining charges were dismissed by Assistant State's Attorney David Beard as a part of the plea agreement. Taylor was represented by Assistant Public Defender Vivi Fan initially, but Assistant Public Defender Nicole Mannon stepped in and completed the plea and sentencing hearing. She was not able to be reached for comment. Accused shooters' charges dropped. Charges have been dropped against the 3rd of the 3 men accused of a March 2022 shooting near Forest Park as a result of his co-defendant brother's testimony at a previous trial. Jalen S. Bones, 25, of Bloomington, was scheduled for a jury trial to begin on Monday. However, after the case against his brother, Kenyon Bones, 23, of Peoria, was dismissed mid-trial on September 18th, the prosecution decided to dismiss Jalen Bones' case, too. Kenyon Bones' testimony at his own trial apparently cast doubt on the roles the two brothers played in the shooting. Prosecutors have previously said Brian K. Burnett, 34, of Blue Island, and the Bones brothers had instigated a shootout with 3 other men on March 11, 2022, on Goose Creek Drive in Bloomington. The Bones and Burnett were charged with aggravated battery with a firearm and weapons-related offenses. Burnett was found guilty by a McLean County jury of 1 count of aggravated battery with a firearm and 2 counts of aggravated discharge of a firearm and was sentenced to 18 years in prison. After Kenyon Bones took the stand during his own September 2025 trial, the lead prosecutor asked that the charges against him be dismissed. In a statement issued at the time, State's Attorney Erica Reynolds said, "During the course of the investigation, the Bloomington Police Department repeatedly requested cooperation and information from Kenyon Bones. When Kenyon Bones testified, he provided new information that he had never disclosed to the police and that his defense attorney had never provided to the prosecutor." Reynolds was contacted Tuesday but did not add anything to what she had already said. The charges against Jalen Bones were subsequently dismissed after a motion was filed by the prosecution on November 24th. Jalen Bones is already serving an 80-year sentence for the January 24, 2022 murder of Timothy Manns. Bones was convicted of shooting Manns in an apartment in the 600 block of West Jefferson Street in Bloomington during what authorities called a robbery that went wrong. Mann gets jail in third DUI plea. A Bloomington man has been sentenced to probation and jail after he pleaded guilty to his third driving under the influence offense. Aaron F. Thomas, 41, entered an open plea in October, and Judge Don Knapp issued his sentence on December 11th. Initially, Thomas was charged with aggravated DUI as a third offense, which is a Class 2 felony, and obstructing justice, a Class 4 felony. He also faced charges of driving under the influence of alcohol, failure to notify authorities of damage to an unattended vehicle, and three traffic offenses, expired registration, disregarding a stop sign, and operating an uninsured vehicle. Knapp sentenced Thomas to 36 months probation and 180 days in jail. The jail term is dependent on his compliance with probation. The prosecution was present by Assistant State's Attorney David Beard, and Thomas was represented by Stephanie Wong, who was not able to be reached for comment. Connect Transit Managing Director resigns. David Braun, Connect Transit's Managing Director, has resigned from his position in order to pursue other professional opportunities, according to a statement from the Transit System's Board of Trustees. During a special meeting Tuesday morning, the board approved a separation agreement with Braun, who has served as Connect Transit's Chief Executive Officer since 2021. Under his leadership and direction, Connect Transit provided excellent service to the community and made many significant improvements, according to the board's statement. Braun could not immediately be reached for comment on Tuesday. The board is expected to launch a national search to fill Braun's position in the near future. Details of the process are expected to be announced in January. Until then, Deputy Managing Director Brady Lang will oversee the day-to-day operations for Connect Transit. We'll take a short break now and then return with the second half of the Pantograph for Wednesday, December 17th, 2025. Please stay tuned.